Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
Hey, Leslie Ann. You know, let's talk about food for a quick second.
Oh,
all
I
right?
love food.
We're talking about candy bar, ice cream, and pie. Oh. All right, get ready. I want a list from you. All right. I don't peg you as a candy bar person.
I stay away only because we all know how fattening they are.
Leslie, you don't
it's
have
a health
to worry
issue
about
fat. Yeah, that's because I don't eat
that's
them.
That's because you don't eat them. All right, but you have a hankering for a candy bar. Oh. You're going to walk up to this store with me. What are you picking?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Boy, that's tough to beat that one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it really is. Chocolate and peanut butter, bring it on.
Reese's has really found the magical combination.
Yes, it's they perfect.
Really, they really have. I agree with you. However, I always go for something. I'm a crunch guy.
Okay, Snickers?
No, I go for Almond Joy.
Oh,
it's
I
got
like
the,
Almond Joy.
It's got the chocolate and the coconut, and then right in the middle is that big nut to crunch down on.
Yeah.
I've always been a crunch guy, but you're right. You're right. The Reese's people have made magic.
Yeah, they really have. I don't know what they could do to improve it.
I always used to think Snickers was about as good a cookie as you, or a good candy bar as you could
get. I like
get,
Snickers.
And they are good, but boy, it's tough to not pick up a Reese's. It
I
really
know.
Is. That's that mat. Now, in the old days, I don't even know. I can't even imagine. Do they have penny candy? Of course they don't anymore.
Well, not
right?
anymore.
Not anymore. But it's hard to imagine. I was talking with this some of my friends. That in my back in my day, and perhaps in yours, I don't know what you had in Gilbertsville.
We had penny candy.
But, you know, I used to go, my store was Hale's in Sydney on Main Street, and the penny candy, you reached in and got it with your hand.
No way.
No gloves.
It was wrapped, though, right?
Some.
Really?
Some,
oh,
sure.
Yikes.
Some. Absolutely.
Kids
some
don't
were
care about
not.
That stuff.
Some were not. I remember, you know those filling pullers called Red Hot Dollars.
Red Hot Dollars.
They were round and they were red and a little bit of spicy and really chewy. They pull your fillings out. They were just in a bin.
I know,
you
Red Hots.
Reached in and you took six and you said, no, I only want five, and you put it back.
Oh, God.
It's true. Yeah. Pretzel sticks. Now you buy them in a box or in a bag.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But pretzel sticks were in a round thing that you took the top off, and you said, I'll take these three.
Yeah, that's
nah,
true.
I only want two, and you put it back for the next person. Can you imagine?
Yeah, we did have that. We did have the pretzel stick container that you took the top off of.
Yeah. So it's weird. There was another thing, and I think I did this online once with my listeners. It was, in my opinion, if Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is 5 stars and in the Candy Hall of Fame. The worst candy ever made, in my opinion, and I don't know what the name of it was, but you'll remember this, I think. It was a long paper strip with little hard dots
yes.
on it.
Yes. You know, weren't they called dots?
I have
no, they weren't called dots.
It looked like
they were like buttons.
They were like buttons.
They were like little sugar dyed
hard
buttons.
As concrete.
I am so with you on that one. That's the worst.
It was the worst. It was a long piece of paper like a cash register tape.
We had those.
And on there were all these different colored hard cement sugar dots. And when you peeled it off to eat it, you got paper. So you were eating half the paper that it was stuck to. And the thing, who invented that?
Yeah.
Who likes that?
Well, apparently enough kids liked it that they kept making it for quite a while.
And now, of course, with everybody, you know, with diabetes and obesity and sugar content and all of that, most of the candy in those days was literally just sugar.
Oh, it was.
100% like a candy lipstick.
Oh, remember wax lips?
Wax
lips were the worst candy. That didn't taste good, but there was some novel thing about putting this thing in your mouth, and you got the lips.
And you got the lips.
Look how funny
the
this
guys
is,
had
and then
the
you ate it.
You ate it.
And you didn't like it.
You didn't like it, of course
no,
not.
It
but
was
you
terrible.
Ate it. But the candy lipstick, for example, that was 100% sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapped in foil, just a chunk of sugar that children ate. The candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
It was just a stick.
You don't see those anymore.
It was a stick of sugar.
Yep, it was.
But they were great.
I loved those.
I loved them. And it had the little red dot on
the
ends.
Red
like
dot.
You were cool because you were smoking a cigarette when you were 7.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're getting fatter and fatter and fatter.
Yeah, right.
But, you know.
Candy has definitely changed. A lot of the retro stuff that you and I enjoyed is still around, but they definitely handpicked the better stuff.
Yeah. But some of that stuff, the dentist, it was a dentist nightmare.
Remember the Charleston Chew?
Charleston Chew.
Ugh.
What was
that?
That's
like a teeth wrecker.
That was a teeth wrecker. There was another thing called root beer barrels.
Oh, I love root beer barrels.
You put that in and try and break down on that, and your teeth break, and you go to the dentist.
And they always had, when you would suck on them, they'd always end up with a slice along this side that you'd cut your tongue. I can't tell you how many times I would cut my tongue on those stupid things.
So it was all sugar. How about the, I don't even know what it was called. I think it was called Lick-A-Made. Or Lick-A-Made.
Oh, is that where you put
straw.
The stick?
It was the straw
in the
of
powder.
Sugar. The powder.
Yeah.
It was a straw.
That's
that you'd
pure sugar.
Cut the end and pour 6 ounces of sugar down your throat.
And we loved it.
And they wonder why kids were obese.
We might as well have been mainlining.
And no Reese's peanut butter cup in the day. I don't know what year they came out.
We had them when I was a kid.
No, there was no Reese's peanut butter cup, but it was all that Mary Jane.
The Mary Janes. That's another one.
And another one that would just pull your caps right off and send you right to Dr. Bornstein for about $800. All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.
Back to work.